Connecting rural residents. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham. Well, the President's jobs plan would help rural residents and farmers to better connect with the world virtually and physically. USDA's Gary Crawford reports.
Millions of Americans, though, lack access to reliable high-speed internet, including more than 35% of rural America.
President Biden last week unveiling the infrastructure plan, the American Jobs Plan. In it, one objective:
make sure every single American has access to high-quality, affordable, high-speed internet.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told us,
the president's plan basically says, look, if we're going to be serious about economic opportunity in all parts of the country, if we're going to be serious about equity and making sure that persistently poor areas of the country are brought up to speed, we're going to have to invest in broadband, and we're going to have to invest in the broadband that gives people the same advantage regardless of where they live.
He says it'll take billions over the next 7 years to electronically connect rural residents with the rest of the world, but what about physically connecting with the world? The president says his American Jobs Plan
modernizes transportation infrastructure
with a program to repair, replace, upgrade the country's roads, bridges, ports, airports, and waterways. Especially for the nation's farm and food industries, Ag Secretary Vilsack told us that right now
there are bridges that are collapsing, there are roads that are in disrepair, there are rail systems that aren't as efficient, ports and inland waterways that need some serious investment.
Investment, he says, would benefit every aspect of the U.S. economy, including, of course, the agricultural economy.
The advantage we have in markets around the world for our agricultural products, in part, is a result of the fact that we can get our crops to market more quickly and more efficiently and less expensively because we have a better transportation system. And if we don't modernize our ports, if we don't repair our locks and dams, if we don't improve our highways, we will lose that advantage. And once it's lost, it's very difficult to get back.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.